Brook, I saw not better sport this 7 years' day.
What a point, my lord, your falcon made, and what a pitch she flew above the rest. To see how God in all his creatures works. Yea, man and birds are fain of climbing high.
No marvel, and it like your majesty, my lord, protector's hawks do tire so well. They know their master loves to be aloft, and bears his thoughts above his falcon's pitch.
My lord, 'tis but a basic noble mind that mounts no higher than a bird can soar.
I thought as much. He'd be above the clouds.
Aye, my lord cardinal, how think you by that? Were it not good your grace could fly to heaven?
The treasury of everlasting joy.
Thy heaven is on earth. Thine eyes and thoughts beat on a crown, the treasure of thy heart, pernicious protector, dangerous peer, that smoothed it so with king and common weal.
Churchmen so hot. Good uncle, can you do it? To hide such malice with such holiness.
No malice, sir. No more than well become so good a quarrel, and so bad a peer.
As who, my lord?
Why, as yourself, my lord. And like your lordly lord protectorship.
Why, Suffolk, England knows thine insolence.
And thy ambition, Gloucester.
I prithee, peace, good queen, and wet not on these furious peers, for blessed are the peacemakers on earth.
Let me be blessed for the peace I make against this proud protector. With my sword.
Faith, holy uncle, would 'twere come to that.
Marry, when thou darest.
Dare? I tell thee, priest, Plantagenets could never brook the dare.
I am Plantagenet as well as thou, and son to Jonagaunt.
In bastardy.
I scorn thy words.
Make up no factious numbers for the matter. In thine own person answer thy abuse.
Where thou darest not peep, and if thou darest this evening on the east side of the grove.
How now, my lords?
Believe me, cousin Gloucester, had not your man put up a fowl so suddenly, we had had more sport. Come with thy two-hand sword.
True, uncle. Are you well advised? The east side of the grove.
No, I am with you.
Why, how now, uncle Gloucester?
Talking of hawking. Nothing else, my lord.
By God's mother, I'll shave you a crown for this.
Protector, see to it well. Protect thyself.
The winds grow high, so do your stomachs, lords. How irksome is this music to my heart when such strings jar, what hope of harmony? I pray, my lords, let me compound this strife.
What noise is this?
A miracle dost thou proclaim?
A miracle! A miracle!
Come to the king and tell him what miracle.
Forsooth, a blind man at St. Alban's Shrine within this half hour hath received his sight, a man that ne'er saw in his life before.
God be praised that to believing souls gives light in darkness, comfort in despair.
Comes the townsmen on procession to present your highness with the man.
Great is his comfort in his earthly veil, although by sight his sin be multiplied.
A miracle, a miracle, a miracle, a miracle.
Stand by, my masters.
Bring him near the king. His highness' pleasure is to talk with him.
Good fellow, tell us here the circumstance, that we for thee may glorify the Lord. What, hast thou been long blind and now restored?
Born blind, and please your grace.
Aye, indeed was he.
What woman is this?
His ways, and late your worship.
Hadst thou been his mother, thou couldst have better told.
Where wert thou born?
At Berwick in the north, and late your grace.
Poor soul. God's goodness hath been great to thee. Let never day nor night unhallowed pass, but still remember what the Lord hath done.
Tell me, good fellow, came thou here by chance or of devotion to this holy shrine?
God knows, of pure devotion, being called 100 times and oftener in me sleep, the good St. Alban, who said, Simon, come, come and offer at me shrine, and I will help thee.
Most true, forsooth. And many time and oft, myself have heard a voice to call him so.
What? Art thou lame?
Aye, God Almighty help me.
How camest thou so?
A fall up of a tree.
A plum tree, master.
How long hast thou been blind?
Oh, born so, master.
What? And wouldst climb a tree?
But that and all my life, when I was a youth.
Too true. And bought his claim in very dear.
Mass, thou lovedst plums well that would venture so.
Alas, master, me wife deserts and damsons and made me claim with danger of me life.
A subtle knave, but yet it shall not serve. Let me see thy eyes. Wink now. Thou open. In my opinion, yet thou seest not well.
Aye, master, clear as thee. I thank God and St. Alban.
Sayest thou so? What color is this cloak of?
Red, master, red as blood.
Why, that's well said. And what color is this gown of?
Black, forsooth. Coal black as jet.
Why, then thou knowest what color jet is of.
And yet, I think, jet did he never see.
But cloaks and gowns before this day are many.
Never before this day in all his life.
Tell me, sirrah, what's my name?
Alas, master, I know not.
What's his name?
I know not.
Nor his?
No, indeed, master.
And what's thine own name?
Saunders Simcoxon, if it please you, master.
Then, Saunders, sit thou there, the lyingest knave in Christendom. If thou hadst been born blind, thou mightst as well have known our names as thus to name the several colors we do wear. Sight may distinguish of color, but suddenly to nominate them all, it is impossible. St. Alban here hath done a miracle. And might ye not think his cunning to be great that could restore this cripple to his legs?
Oh, master, that you could.
My masters of St. Albans, have you not a beadle in your town and things called whips?
Yes, my lord.
Send for one presently.
Sirrah, go fetch the beadle hither straight.
And fetch me a stool hither by and by. Now, sirrah, if you mean to save yourself from a whipping, leap me over this stool and run.
Alas, master, I'm not able to stand alone. You're gone a boot to torture me in vain.
Well, we must have you find your legs. Whip him till he leap over that same stool.
Come on, sir. Up your doublet quickly.
Alas, master, what shall I do? I'm not able to stand.
Ah! Oh! Oh!
God, seest thou this and bearest so long?
So it made me laugh to see the villain run.
Follow the knave! And take this drab away.
Alas, sir, we did it from pure need.
Let them be whipped through every market town until they come to Berwick from whence they came.
Duke Humphrey hath done a miracle today.
True. Made the lame to leap and fly away.
But you have done more miracles than I. You made in a day, my lord, whole towns to fly.
What tidings with our cousin Buckingham?
Such as my heart doth tremble to unfold. A sort of naughty persons, lewdly bent, under the countenance and confederacy of Lady Eleanor, the protector's wife, the ringleader and head of all this rout, have practiced dangerously against your state, dealing with witches and with conjurers, whom we have apprehended in the fact, raising up wicked spirits from underground, demanding of King Henry's life and death, and other of your highness privy council, as more at large your grace shall understand.
God, what mischief worked the wicked ones, heaping confusion on their own heads thereby.
Gloucester, see here the taint here of thy nest. Look thyself, be faultless, thou wert best.
Madam, for myself to heaven I do appeal how I have loved my king and common weal. And for my wife, I know not how it stands. Sorry I am to hear what I have heard. Noble she is, but if she hath forgot honor and virtue, and conversed with such as like to pitch defile nobility, I banish her my bed and company, and give her as a prey to law and shame that hath dishonored Gloucester's honest name.
Well, for this night we will repose us here. Tomorrow toward London back again to look into this business thoroughly and call these foul offenders to their answers. And poise the cause in justice equal scales, whose beam stands sure, whose rightful cause prevails.